Okay, as we continue with our themes of halacha related to the parsha, this coming week is Parshas Beshalach, and I wanted to spend some time this morning trying to explore the significance of Az Yashir in the daily davening. Now, you know that we recite Az Yashir. That's the last thing we recite prior to Yishtabach, before the beginning of the brachos of Yotzer Avorei Choshech. So what's it doing there? You may also know that Az Yashir in the morning, actually, as important as it may be, and if compared to, let's say, most of Psukei Dezimra, which is from Tehillim or Divrei Hayamim, or a compilation of many different psukim from Tehillim, Az Yashir is from the Chumash. And yet, its significance is less so than much of the other parts of Psukei Dezimra. For example, a person comes in late to shul, so Az Yashir is not the first thing on the list that we expect you to say. Baruch She'amar, obviously, as the introduction, Yishtabach as the concluding bracha, and then what should I have in the middle? So everybody knows that the most important perek or sukkim that we could say in the morning is Ashrei, is Ashrei. And if you have more time than Ashrei, the third and the fifth Halleluka, which speaks about praising Hashem. And if you have more time, perhaps all of the Hallelukas. And then Podu, until V'lo Yo'ir Kol Chamaso. And maybe Mizmor L'Soda. And maybe V'Yivarech David. And then maybe we'll throw in Vayosha and Oz Yashir. It's not at the very beginning of the parts of the Psukei Dezimra that are so significant, so important. And yet, it's these are Psukim from Chumash. So you have to wonder what it's doing there and if it's so important, so maybe we should be saying it prior to everything else. Also significant is its placement. Where is Az Yashir? So you have Prakim of Tehillim. We speak about the praise of Hashem. And then we conclude the section of Psukei Dezimra that kind of ends the praise to some extent is the end of the Hallelukas. That's the end of Tehillim. That's the last of the Hallelukas. In fact, something we do at the end of that Halleluka to mark the fact that it's actually the end is what? What do we do at the end of the last Halleluka that's a signal that the Prakim of Tehillim are over? This section of Psukei Dezimra is over. Yeah, any idea? What? Okay, so that's another section, but I'm talking about right before that, within the last Halleluka. Yes, very good. Kol Haneshama Tehalleluya Hallelujah is actually repeated. So does the repetition perhaps signal the fact that the Prakim of Tehillim are over? So what I want to do is I want you to take a look at the Rambam. Okay? The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Gimel. Look what it says at the bottom. Yesh mekomos shenahagu bahen likros b'chol yom achar shemivarchim yishtabach shiras hayam. So right away the Rambam says something very interesting, which we do not do, and that is that Oz Yashir, the shiras hayam, should be recited when? After yishtabach. That's quite curious. We say it before Yishtabach. After all, we praise Hashem. You took it out of the time. It's all part of praise. It's not from Tehillim, but it is praise. It's part of the Chumash. And yet the Rambam tells me, no, that's not where it belongs. It belongs afterwards. Then he says, then we say the Baruchos of Shema, and of course Shema. V'yesh mekomos shekorin shiras ha'azinu. How do you like that? There are certain places that actually have the custom to read Hazinu every day, also at the same time, or I shouldn't say, not in addition to Az Yashir, but rather in place of Az Yashir. There has to be a Shira, which is interesting, but it doesn't have to be Az Yashir. Hazinu is also a Shira. It's actually divided up like a Shira. Go ahead. Okay, so maybe it could be another shira. That could be. It could be any type of shira, but this seems to be a minig. And then he says, "V'yesh yichidim shekorin shtei hashiros." And there are certain individuals. Doesn't seem that it's by community, that actually sing both Shiras HaAzinu and Shiras HaYam, and then he concludes Hakol Lefi HaMinug. You follow whatever minug you have in your shul and your community to do. Okay? Question, yeah.
Where it says you share Shiras HaYam after Shabbat, is that like a spring practice?
So, to the best of my knowledge, I don't think so. I don't know. You have to look in the Chumash. I'm not sure if they... I think Shiras HaYam is before that. It could be. I mean, it would make sense to follow the Rambam. I haven't paid attention to a Sephardi Siddur. I don't know. Okay? To the best of my knowledge, no. But anyway... So that's one thing for us all. It's a big question mark how to understand the Rambam and whether or not we have the practice like the Rambam. The message of the Rambam is critical, as we'll get to momentarily. Turn over the page to the Avudram. Avudram has a sefer on halacha from the days of the Rishonim, and it basically goes through the entire Siddur. So if you look at the second paragraph here, where I have it bracketed, look what he says. It tells you about Pesuka de Zimra and Vayivarech David. Va'achar kach tiknu lomar vayosha Hashem v'shiras hayam. And afterwards, after Vayivarech David, after that section, the Takana Chazal instituted to say Vayosha and Oz Yashir. V'hu zecher litzias Mitzrayim. And that obviously is there to remind us of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now, right away, you say, hold on, Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. Hold on one second. I know I have a mitzvah of Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. I have that mitzvah daily. Kol Yemech Alamantis Kurs Yom Tzeschal Me'eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yemech Hayecha. I have to do that during the day. The extra kol teaches me at night. And I do that every day when? Or where? Go in Shema. I do that in Vayomer. Says the Avudram, okay, you may do that in Vayomer, but that's not necessarily the only place you do that. Oz Yashir is also Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim. In fact, Sheshtei Zechiros Elu Ksuvos Batorah. There are two Zechiros we have in the Chumash. Number one, Zecher Lamaseh Bereishis Shene'amar Ki Sheshtish Yomim Asah Hashem V'Gomer. And by the way, you know where that's fulfilled? With many of the Halalukas. Take the third Halalukah, for example. What do I accomplish by saying Halalukas besides praise? There's a lot more than that. The third Halalukah is all about Hashem created this, Kihutzuvav Nivro, Hashem created Taninim, things in the earth, and trees, and people, and things like that. What's that about? Besides praising Hashem, it actually is the fulfillment of a mandate, which is Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis. I'm supposed to remember what Hashem created. So I have two Zechiros almost back to back. I have my Tehillim, which has a component of Zechira of Maaseh Bereishis, and then I have Oz Yashir, which has a component of Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim. Shene'amar, v'zochartah ki eved hayisro b'mitzrayim. Okay. Now, v'nohag in Bisfarad, lichbol in Spain, what would they do? Lichbol ha-posuk ha-acharon shel kol elu ha-mizmorim. So in Sfarad, they would actually, in all of this mizmorim, they would always double the last pasuk. Go ahead.
But known at the end of davening, don't we have the Shir Sechiros?
We do.
Also mention that has Yitzias Mitzrayim as one of them.
Good. So there are several, right? We have six of them. So the question is, am I obligated within the davening itself to mention them, or is it enough to mention them afterwards? So some we know we mention in the davening, and some of them people mention after the davening, and some people claim I don't necessarily have an obligation to remember that every single day. Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim I have to do every day. Let's say Amolek as an example. I just have to remember it to the extent that I don't forget it. And how long does it take people to forget something? It takes you a year to forget something. So within the year, I have to remember it. That's what we typically say. But I double now. Watch. Va'od ba'ashrei yoshvei koflim shnei psukim achronim. And in Ashrei as well, they would actually double the last two psukim. V'ta'ushu. That's a mistake. Meaning both of these customs to double the last pasuk in every parak of Tehillim in Pesukei de Zimra, or the last two in Ashrei, is not correct. But there is something that is appropriate, says the Avudram. Ela, all right, she'ein, v'tos, it's a mistake. She'ein lichpol ela ha-pasuk ha-acharon she'besov kol ha-mizmorim bilvad. The only pasuk that's appropriate to repeat is the last pasuk in the mizmorim, shehu, kol ha-neshama ta-halel yah. What's the purpose of repeating that pasuk? Lahodia, to make it known, to inform everyone, shenigmaru hamizmorim shel sof hatilim, so that everybody knows that the mizmorim, that Tehillim is over. This is the end of the section of Tehillim. Kiderech siyum haparsha, as we have sometimes, we will double the last pasuk in the parsha. Shekoflim hapasuk ha'acharon. Will we double the last pasuk? Okay, we don't necessarily. We have in certain places where we'll go back to a previous pasuk, let's say. Or let's say hashiveinu, let's say we'll read Eicha or something like that. But nonetheless, that seemed to be a custom as well. But look at this. V'chein b'shiras hayam koflim pasuk Hashem yimloch. Why? Mipnei shehu sof hashira v'imlo hayu koflim oso lo haya nire ki hu sof hashira. If I wouldn't double Hashem yimloch li'olam va'ed, it wouldn't be recognizable that it's the end of the shira. Okay, so that is very, very significant, is to take note of what happens in the Psukei de Zimra, as if the Psukei de Zimra is almost divided into two. At least ours, leaving the Rambam out for a moment, I have Tehillim, I have Baruch She'amar. What is Baruch She'amar? It's an introduction to Psukei de Zimra. What does it tell me? What am I about to do? Uvshirei David Avdecha Nahalocha Hashem Elokeinu. It's a very, very, very famous idea that's attributed to Rav Soloveitchik, is that we have to be very careful when we praise Hashem. Because who gives us the right to praise Hashem? And if I begin to praise Hashem and I stop, am I allowed to stop? What, that's enough? So why am I allowed to say HaKel HaGadol HaGibor VaHanora? Because Moshe said that. So I'm going to quote a phrase from Moshe. So it's not me, it's Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mati, who gave us this heter to do so. So same thing is true with Tehillim. I really can't begin to praise Hashem. What does Baruch Shamar serve as the matir? It now permits me, using not my words I wouldn't be able to do, the words of David HaMelech, Uvshirei David Avdecha Nahalalcha Hashem Elokeinu. We'll praise you with the words of David HaMelech. It's not my words. And that's why if David decided to end Tehillim here, so that's where I'm going to end. If this is what David decided to praise, that's what I'm going to do. Yeah. So with a lot of things in Hallel that are doubled. So it's hard to know that that's simply just to Hodel Hashem Ki Tov Kilim Chasdo, which is right before Yalucha, because I double the ones before. And I say on Hashem. And I have, right, so a lot of things that we double. In fact, the whole theme of Hallel, even Min HaMetzar, is very much doubled. Okay, even the whole theme of it is doubled. So that's hard to know whether or not, in fact, there's an interesting idea as well comes to Shabbos. Why is Mizmor Shilyom HaShabbos? Why is that the perek of Tehillim that relates to Shabbos? So you say, well, because it says Shabbos in it. So one of the reasons is because Shabbos is all about things that are doubled. Zachor Rashama V'Zachor, and the store, and two kvasim, and two candles. A lot of things of Shabbos is doubled. The double man, Lecha Mishnah, of course. So that perek of Tehillim, all of those phrases are doubled. It's the same thing. Every one of those phases is basically the same thing. There's only one phrase that's not. Anyone, what's that phrase? You are high. You can't pray. Hashem's not more than one. So you are marom, you are high than anything else. So that's the only thing that's not doubled. But anyway, so there, it may not have to do with that I'm ending something. But here, it sounds like I'm ending Tehillim, then I end Shir HaSayah. Yeah.
Before saying we need to almost have Hashem, does that mean like when people say Baruch Hashem, would that be a problem?
So Baruch Hashem means more like I'm thanking him. Not that I'm praising him. I'm thanking for what happened in the past, so I thank Baruch Hashem. But yeah, if I'm going to say, you know, I want to say how great Hashem is when it comes to this. I can't necessarily use my own words. I have to be using the words of David HaMelech, Moshe Rabbeinu, and the like. That's what we assume. However, there's something else. Rav Rosenzweig made the following point here in this context of this Avudram. Listen very carefully. That what Avudram may be saying is that this actually is a throwback to something that we are familiar with. In fact, one of the most famous thoughts on the Haggadah. One of the most famous thoughts on the Haggadah. What do we all know about the nature of the Hallel we recite at the Seder versus the Hallel we recite other times? So what's the difference? Go ahead. It's what? It's short. Oh, well, okay, well, we split it, actually. We split it. What, right?
I'm going to say
that. What?
We split. We start with part.
Good. So that is actually symbolic of something. Yes, there's a why we're allowed to split it and why there is no bracha and why we're sitting down are all manifestations of the uniqueness of this Hallel, but there's got to be a reason why. And the reason why, I'll take the example, there's no bracha, or I'm sitting down, I don't stand up officially, because it's not an official Hallel, it's a spontaneous Hallel. It's what we call the Hallel of Shira versus the Hallel of Kriya. What's the difference between the Hallel I say Pesach night and the Hallel I say Pesach in the morning? Hallel Pesach in the morning is the official Hallel that was structured by Chazal. We have something happened in the past, historically, and of course we stand up, and it's part of the davening, it's in the Siddur, etc. The night of the Seder is very different. What's that? That's the experience of Hallel. What is the night of Seder about? I have to, right? Chayav Adam, Liros Esatzmo, or Laharos Esatzmo, Ki'ilu Hu Yatzav Mitzrayim, Ata, right now, with an ayin. So what's happening? Why am I saying Hallel now? Not because, oh, I'm looking at the history of the Jewish people and we were saved and it's Hanukkah and it's Pesach and it's what? And that's for today in the morning as part of the davening I say Hallel. No, that's not what this Hallel. What is it? It's a spontaneous Hallel. It's a Hallel at the time of the Nes itself. I am reliving the Nes. If I'm reliving the Nes, I say Hallel in the category now of Shira versus the Hallel of Kriya. So I can say, when you say Hallel spontaneously, do you stop and say, okay, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech haolam, asher kedishanu b'mitzvah savitinu l'kavas Hallel. No, you don't stop it. What do you mean? I make a bracha? A bracha means that it's a mitzvah, it's in the Shulchan Aruch, it's in the Gemara, and now we all get together and say Hallel is a tzibur. No, this is a spontaneous Hallel. I'm responding to the experience. It's not an intellectual Hallel of something that belongs as part of history. Yes?
So wouldn't that be similar to the Az Yashir of the Jews and the
Azai Kodesh? Very, exactly. But it's more than that. It's the Az Yashir of every day.
Oh.
It's the Az Yashir of every day. So therefore, how can we divide Psukei Dezimra? We divide Psukei Dezimra into the Hallel of Kriya. That's all of the Hallelukas. That's Uvshirei David Avdecha. That's the experience that we have at the beginning. This is not something that's happening right now. In fact, if you look in the art scroll, they'll tell you on top of Az Yashir, a person, when he's saying Az Yashir, should be thinking as if he's going through, you'll read it on top, okay? Oh, hold on. Is it that one? No, that one, that's the, hold on. Not sure if it's had this one. The regular ones have it. Hold on. See if it says it in this one. Probably not. No. Just says stand when you say Az Yashir. Okay, that doesn't help. But the other one says, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch this way, that a person when he's not saying Az Yashir every day should be thinking as if he's actually going through the water, the Yamsuf, and if he does so, Mochalin lo al kol avonosav, Hashem will forgive you for all of your sins. Amazing. Well, I have to relive it. So the answer is I have to relive it. Absolutely. That's Hallel of Shira. So what Psukei Dezimra did, what Chazal did in Psukei Dezimra was that it divided into two categories. It gave us the Hallel of Kriya, and then a taste of the Hallel of Shira. So Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, although we say daily, maybe in Shema, and maybe parts of Berachos Kriya Shema, at least Emes V'Emun, Emes V'Yatziv, but I also have the experiential Hallel, not of Kriya, but of Shira. And that's what Shira Sayam is. And in order to show that these are two different aspects of Hallel, what do we do at the conclusion of each? I end the Hallel of Kriya by doubling the last pasuk of Kol Hanashamat Hallelujah, Hallelujah. And the Hallel of Shira, what do? Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Ba'ed, Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Ba'ed. That's what that Avud Avraham has in mind. That's the end. So I have to, not only to inform people, but to inform myself in order to show that this is a different type of Hallel of Shira. That being said, it has great significance. And it's great significance. Now, that doesn't mean that it has to be the first thing that I say. We're not saying that that's true at all. In fact, one could argue that the Hallel of Kriya is more important. The intellectual Hallel, that I sit back and say what Hashem created, and this is important, and I praise Him, that's all true. But, and I can't rush this either. This is not something to be rushed. You have to feel this. If I have time, then I'm going to say it. But if I don't have time, maybe I shouldn't say it. So we could understand that a little bit. The Rambam Shita is also understandable. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam believes that Oz Yashjir is so important. It actually relates to Birchus Kriya Shema more than it relates to Psukei D'Zimra. Psukei D'Zimra is about Hallel of Kriya. It's about praising Hashem for creating the world and all the things that He's done. But if I'm going to say Emes V'Yatziv, I want you to pay careful attention to how much Oz Yashir is a part of Birchus Kriya Shema. Anyone to pay attention to Birchus Kriya Shema? Think of the end of Birchus Kriya. Take the morning. Same thing at night, but take the morning. Listen to this. You don't think Oz Yashir is part of the davening? Watch this. I say Emes V'Yatziv, V'Nacha, V'Nacha, da-da-da-da. Right, I say the whole thing. How about this? Kol b'chorem harakta, killed all the b'chorem, u'v'char chagalta, v'yamsuf b'kata. Look, listen to all the phrases related to Kriyas Yamsuf. You split the sea. V'zizim tibata. Those arrogant people, right, the wanton sinners, you drowned. V'yididim he'avarta. And we're the yididim, we're your beloved ones, you allowed it to pass through. V'yachasu mayim tzareihem. And in fact, those who are against us, they were covered by the water. Echad mehem lo nosar. No one was left. So what do we do when we saw this happening? Alzo shibchua v'imrom amuel. Began to praise you. V'nasnu yididim. We're the yididim. We're the Jews, right? We're the beloved ones. What did we do when we saw all the Kriyas Yamsuf happen? Zmiros, shiros, v'sishbachos, brachos, vodaos, l'melech el chai v'kayom. What do we say about him? Ram v'nisa, gadol v'nora. You know where all of these phrases are discussed, Hashem's greatness? Ram v'nisa. Hashem is high. Ashir al Hashem ki, gahoga. How do you like that? Right? Mashpil geim, right? Sus v'rochvo, ramavayam. You lowered them down into the sea, right? That's the beauty. Ve Hashem is gahoga. But what do? Mashpil Geim. They thought they were Goga. Now they're all the way lowered into the sea. Right? Or Tzaluka Oferet B'mayim Adirim. Motzi Asirim. You took us out. We were imprisoned. Ufode Anavim. We are. They are. They think they're Goga. They're arrogant. We're Anavim. We're the humble ones. Ufode Anavim. And you redeemed us. It said, V'onel Amo Beishav Amilov. Now, what did it say? Moshe uvnei Yisrael l'cha'anu shira v'simcha rabah v'amru chulam. What do we say? Micha mocha. Where's that found? That's in Oz Yashir. Shira chadasha shibchu geulim. Right? L'shimcha al-sfas hayam. This is all Oz Yashir. Yachad kolam v'davilicham yamru. Hashem yinloch v'yelam v'ad. So says the Rambam, you know the most appropriate place to put Oz Yashir? An introduction to Birchus Kriya Shema. That's where it belongs. Say Yishtabach, finish the praise of Kriya, and then when you begin Berchus Kriya Shema, so I want you to quote the psukim from the Torah that eventually, prior to Shemona Esrei, will be recited. But it's even more than that. We're so familiar with the concept of Smichas Geula L'Tfila. What aspect of Geula seems to be vital for us to now enter into the Shemona Esrei? It's Kriyas Yamsuf. It doesn't get more clear than this. What phrase, in fact, Rav Amram Gon Sidur doesn't have, besides Gal Yisrael, the Tzur Yisrael, etc., is not there. Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Vo'ed should be the last phrase before the bracha to walk into Shemona Esrei. It's amazing. I can only enter tefillah through Kriyas Yamsuf, through the Shira of Az Yashir. So now this takes on a very different theme. Now I see that Az Yashir is so vital to the everyday experience of the Jewish people. I can't enter into the Shemona Esrei of praising Hashem, the part of Shemona Esrei which is Shevach, until I've actually said Az Yashir, or at the very least, I've mentioned Az Yashir. It could be, I'm not sure if this is true, it could be that part of why Vayosha and Az Yashir are not so significant as part of Psukei Dezimra, and certainly will not trump the Halalukas and Ashrei, is because I will already be saying parts of Az Yashir later on in the davening. So if you missed it earlier on, I'm going to mention Az Yashir in summary with the key phrases Michomoch and Hashem Elochim Vayed right over here in Birchus Kriyas Shema. Now turn the page and take a look at the Tur who clearly understood it in this way. This is the Tur in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, Siman Samach Vav. Listen to this. V'tiknu lomar. Chazal instituted. This is Hilchos Kriyas Shema. Explain the brachos of Shema. V'tiknu lomar emes v'yatziv shacharis. Why is that important in the morning? Al ha'chesed sha'asa imanu ha'kadosh baruch hu she'ga'alanu who redeemed us. V'he'viranu bayam. We passed through the sea. V'shikat sarenu b'socho. The Isra B'Yushalmi, look what the Yushalmi says. Tzarech lahazkir be'emes v'yatziv yitzias mitzrayim u'malchus u'kriyas yamsuf u'makas b'choros v'tzur Yisrael v'goalo. That's in the morning. Notice, kriyas yamsuf is critical to be part of emes v'yatziv. V'tiknu emes v'enmuna arvis. What's that about? So no doubt, we say ba'nas b'necham, and we say michamoch Hashem. All of those phrases are there. So there's clearly kriyas yamsuf as part of emes emuna, but emes emuna is more than that. It's at night. Lahagid ba'boker chasdecha ve'emuna secha ba'leilos, at night, at times of darkness, of exile of the Jewish people. Ve'emuna, there is the faith that we have that we're going to be redeemed. That's al ha-geula shel asid. That's the future geula. Sha'anu ma'aminim u'mekavim sheyikayim lanu havtachaso. Hashem will fulfill His promise. V'yigaleinu b'karov. Or how about this? Inami, or this another significance to geula at night. Al sha'anu mafkidim b'yadon ishmoseinu b'chalayla. We deposit our souls with Hashem at night for protection. And we are ma'aminim bo, she'yivena elei, she'yivena eleinu, that He'll return it to us. That is, v'zeu emes ve'emuno, she'yomar v'yikayim es devaru l'havshiva pikadon, to give this pikadon back. And then we have an interesting halacha when it comes to Birchus Kriyas Shema found in Maseches Brachos. V'hainu da'amar Rav bar Chinana Saba Mishmei de'Rav. Kol mi shelo amar emes v'yatziv shachris v'emes v'emuna arvis lo yatsa yidei chovaso. Stop there. If you don't say emes v'emuna at night or emes v'yatziv in the morning, you're not yotze. Okay, everybody, what are you not yotze? You want to see smichas geula tefila. Good. All options are on the table. Let me tell you what's very difficult for this to mean. If you don't say emes v'emuna mamariv and emes v'yatziv in the morning, lo yatsa yideicha v'so, you're not yotzei the mitzvah of emes v'yatziv and emes v'emuna. Do I need the Gemara to tell me that? That's like saying, if you don't say Shema, you're not going to be yotzei Shema. If you didn't say Shemona Esrei, you're not yotzei Shemona Esrei. That's absurd. What are the options? So I'm going to give you a radical option. If you don't say Birchos Kriyas Shema, Emes V'yatziv, doesn't say all of them, by the way, Emes V'yatziv, Emes V'yatziv, only those, you're not Yotzei Kriyas Shema. That would be crazy. Why? Because what does it have to do with the other, right? Why should I not be Yotzei Kriyashma? If I said Kriyashma, I didn't say the Berachos Kriyashma. Yeah.
The fact that in Vayomer we talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim, and then the fact that in Amos Vayatsev or Amos Mimuna, that it's talking about like how we physically left Egypt, like through the Shira. And it's referencing the whole process as a whole.
Okay, so you could get to, you could argue that this, just the language of the Gemara seems to take this bracha, the last bracha of Shema, very, very seriously. There's something that's missing. So take a look at the way the Torah understood it. Uperush lo yotza yedei chovaso yedei chovas hamitzvah ketikna. If you didn't recite emes v'yatziv, emes emuna, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah, probably of Berchus Kriyashma, or the bracha of Shema, or the mitzvah of reading Shema ketikna properly. Avol olam yotza de brachos eni ma'akvos. The brachos are not ma'akev one another, nor are they ma'akev Shema. Which means if I said Shema without a brachos, I'm yotze. If I said the first two brachos of Shema without the last one, I'm yotze those brachos. But somehow something's missing. But only this bracha. Only this bracha, something's missing. So what exactly does this mean in the Gemara? So the Rambam, if you turn the page, the last page, the Rambam makes this point as well. And on the left side, the Kesef Mishnah offers several possibilities as to what it means. So take a look on the left, in the left-hand column. V'kosu ha-gos, it's underlined on the last page. B'shem ha-ramach. Dulo yotza yidei chovaso, hainu shelo yotza yidei chovas brachazu. You don't say it, you're not yotze that bracha. So says the Kesef Mishnah, I have it underlined, v'ani omer shem kein pshitohu. That's obvious. What, if you don't say a bracha, shemi shelo omar osa bracha, lo yotza yidei chovaso, osa bracha. Right, so here you have the Rambam, Perek Aleph, of Hilchus Kriyashma Halacha Zayin. So he makes this point, and then the Kesef Mishnah says, okay, it can't be that I'm, you're telling me I'm not Yotzei Emes V'yatziv, but I don't say Emes V'yatziv? I know that. So what could it mean? So he says, L'kach yesh lomar, dekevon debrachos elu sha'anu ma'aminim, shekeshem sha'asa begulas mitzrayim, ken ya'ase begula ha'asida, me'en kriyashmeim. That what? The same way Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, He will do the same in the future. So this is akin to the theme of Kriyashma itself. V'imlo amram. If you didn't say them, He granted the Yidei Kriyashma Yatsa, but Yidei Kriyashma Kuro'u lo Yatsa. That's exactly what the Torah said. Ketikna, Kuro'i. You're not Yotze Kriyashma completely, which means when you say in Vayomer, Ani Hashem Elokechem, Asher Utzesi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, and you don't include Kriyas Yamsuf as a theme, you don't mention that, because when you think Yitzias Mitzrayim, you think, oh, we left Mitzrayim. No, no, no. It wasn't enough. It was the Emunah that we had where? Vayaminu Bashem Uva Moshe Avdo. That's missing. That's lacking. You're not Yotzei Kriyashma completely, properly, in the most befitting way, if you don't include the Kriyas Yamsuf in it. And then there are other possibilities. Some say, he says, you're not, if you, what it means is, if you switched it, if I said Emes Ve'emuna in the morning and Emes Ve'atzev at night, that's not good. You know why that's not good? L'hagid baboker chastecha ve'emuna socha ba'alei lo. So you're not following that, it's the wrong time. Right, you're saying the wrong things, the wrong time. Maybe that's what it means. But what you see from the comments here is that even the Kriyashma is lacking when I'm missing Oz Yashi. So what is it about Vayoshan Oz Yashi that becomes, according to the Rambam, so vital to not Psukei DeZimra, but to the Birchos Kriyashma as an introduction itself? What's so vital about Oz Yashu that this is something that actually is a completely separate component of Psukei DeZimra itself, according to our minhag? Kol Hashem Hallelujah, Hallelujah, it's doubled. And then afterwards, I have Hashem Loch, it's doubled. There's the Kriya and there's the Shira. So Rosenzweig explained as follows. He says you have to go to a medrash. The medrash says, Uz Yashir Moshe, and Rashi quotes it, Uz means Mikan L'tzchias HaMesim Min HaTorah. What does Uz mean? Well, Uz means sometime Uz, then, maybe sometime in the future, there's going to be Tzchias HaMesim. Very strange comment. We have many, many examples of in the Gemara of where we have a hint of Tzchias HaMesim. What does Chazal mean that from the word Uz Yashir, or maybe it's from the word Yashir, then in the future he will sing, as opposed to Shar he sang. What's that about? What's Tchias HaMesim about? What are the words in the Pasuk? It says, Vayari Yisrael Sayar Gadola, B'nai Yisrael saw. Vayiru'u Amas Hashem, they feared. Vayaminu B'Hashem. What are those steps? Vayar, we witnessed. Vayiru'u, we were afraid. And Vayaminu, we began to believe. And how does that relate to Uz Yashir, Tchias HaMesim, etc.? And last question. Vayaminu Bashem uva Moshe Avdo. What's added by adding Moshe on? I mean, our problem usually is we believe in people and we don't believe in Hashem. I trust in people. Al tivtchuvin divin. Hashem has to warn us in Tehillim. Don't trust the nobles. Don't trust aristocracy. But we usually do. So what's added by Uva Moshe Avdo? So what happened at Kriyas Yamsuf, what was so critical in our Emuna, was that it was a moment, obviously, of revelation. Something we hadn't experienced, something like that. We saw punishment with Kriyas Yamsuf. We didn't see salvation. We saw punishment, rather, in Mitzrayim. We didn't see salvation, deliverance, till Kriyas Yamsuf. This was revelation not to punish the Mitzrim only, but was to give us the emuna that we needed forever, really. We always revert back to this story in our history to remind us, to give us that that staunch emuna that we need in Hashem. But that experience allowed us to now look back at Mitzrayim and understand Moshe's role. We complained to Moshe a lot, and we would continue to complain to him. But Vayaminu Bashem, now that I have emuna in Hashem, Uva Moshe Avdo, I understand everything that Moshe did prior to this. And this will also allow me to look into the future and see the hand of Hashem in other things as well. Usually we assume that the person who doesn't have much emuna needs these miracles, and the person who has a lot of emuna doesn't need miracles like this. So the Torah is saying you need both. You need faith independent of miracles, but we need a couple of miracles in our history in order to give us that faith that we need for the future. So what it's saying here is like this. That which we saw at Yam Suf now allows us to look back in our history and appreciate what Hashem did in the past and who Moshe was and what his role is as our leader and what he did for us in Mitzrayim. But it also allows me to look into the future and be able to look at a Nes Nistar, at a hidden miracle, and recognize that this is from Hashem as well. So that's what it means, Tchias HaMesim. Uz Yashir Moshe means, Tchias HaMesim is a very difficult philosophically, just to understand that intellectually. It's very difficult for a person to absorb the concept of Tchias HaMesim. It's not an easy thing to imagine. I need a Kriyas Yamsuf experience to now set the foundation for me so that if the Torah promises Tchias HaMesim, I believe it. I believe it because I had the experience of the experience of the Shira. So this is a very important part of our history, an important part of our emunah. I could only go into Shemona Esrei with Bitachon. The Rabbeinu Yonah offers two possibilities as to why we have to be Somech Gula Tefillah. Why is that so important? Who cares? I can daven Shemona Esrei without Gula. No. One of the reasons he offers is that I remind myself of the Bitachon that we had at Yam Suf. Vayamidu Mashem Moshe Avdo, I had great faith in you. It's only with that faith that I can begin to make bakashos from Hashem. how much do I really believe that he can respond to me? I only know that because of the foundation that had been established with my faith, with my trust in him, through the experience of Kriyas Yamsuf. So that's why Hashemim Loch Lilam Vaed and Micha Mocha appears immediately prior to Shemona Esrei. That's why the Rambam will claim that Oz Yashir belongs after Yishtabach, as an introduction to Birchus Kriyashma. That's why Emes V'yatzav Emes V'emuna Lo Yatzah Yideicho Vaso, you leave that bracha out, your Kriyashma is lacking. Your Hashem Echad is lacking. Because it's so critical to a person's emuna to begin our lives. And even with that foundation, that set, we can even believe in things that seem to be beyond our comprehension, things like Tchiyas HaNesim. So that's why Oz Yashir Moshe, the Shira, the experience of that Shira, not just Kriya, Shira, the experience, the emotional response, is such that I can establish the staunch emuna that I need, so that now anything that happens in the future, I can see the Yad Hashem. Whether that be a Nes Nistar, whether that be to believe, to absorb intellectually the concept of Tchiyas HaMesim, but that's the experience of Oz Yashir. And that's why it's so vital to our tefillah. Whether it be in Pesukei Dezimra, or after, or at the beginning of the introduction to Berachos Kriyas Shema, and that's why it ends. Hashem Yimloch Lilam Vaed, I double it, because that ends a critical part of our tefillah. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good day, everybody.